tough road ahead for Walmart.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The world's largest retailer just told us how it did last quarter, and the results from Walmart were slightly better than expected, but expectations were pretty low. The real worry, though, is what lies ahead for Walmart, in part because of last month's increase in the federal payroll tax. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Some Walmart higher-ups are definitely worried about tightwad consumers. Bloomberg obtained leaked emails where a top exec called February sales, quote, total disaster. Low-income shoppers are especially sensitive to the payroll tax, but Susan Stern of Economic Analysis Associates thinks there may be enough going on to offset it.
There was a minimum wage increase in 10 states, so that would help balance it out.
Plus, there's hiring happening, which means some people are getting brand new paychecks. Rising gas prices are something Meg Major watches. She's editorial director for the trade mag Progressive Grocer. Many grocers now have filling stations on their lots.
That kind of puts it right in the customer's face.
People will still buy groceries. The question is whether seeing higher gas prices will keep shoppers from grabbing something extra. Stores live or die on those impulse buys.
Any form of discretionary purchase with every consumer possible is a victory.
And victory is riding on a lot more than the payroll tax. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.